Item 16, request for public hearing, Summer Flounder.
Good afternoon.
You handling this, Lewis?
Yeah, I'm filling in for Allison Watts. She's actually, and I'll get to that, at the technical committee today.
Okay.
But you'll get her in the full presentation next week.
Month.
Yeah, next month, February. This request for February public
next week, if you buy.
So I'm going to just present a skeleton of what you'll see next week. Next month.
You're really pushing this, aren't you?
Yeah, I want to get it behind.
In a hurry.
The good news and the bad news. The bad news is the total allowable catch, as it dwindles down to the actual recreational harvest limit, is 10% less than it was for 2012. And you ask, why the decrease? Well, it really goes back to recruitment. Since about 2009, there's been poor recruitment, coupled with the last time there was a good pulse of recruits. That number has dwindled down substantially. The good news is, and here's the target by state, is Virginia in 2012 was significantly under its target. And if you look over in this column, there are seven states that can liberalize. Virginia is one of them. And we could actually increase our take for 2013 by 58.9%. More good news is, you look here at 2008, that was really the zenith of the draconian flounder regulations. We had both a 19-inch minimum size and a closed season during the summertime. And you see we gradually lessened the restrictions until 2011. We were able to go from 18.5 to 17.5, and then last year down to 16.5. And the way it stands this year, statistically, we could still take a significant reduction or liberalization. Since 2006, an ad hoc summer flounder committee has met here, and they include people, charter boat captains, business operators from as much around the bay and along the eastern seaside as possible. And they came up with four different proposed options. And I've arranged them here from the least or the most restrictive or really the ones that stand the best chance of us not going over quota to the ones with the most risk. The first one is status quo, four fish, 16.5-inch minimum size. And we saw the results last year, and we could liberalize that significantly. Then a small incremental step, they also propose, well, let us keep five fish. That would make the guys feel good, guys and gals. But they also talked about for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been significantly under quota, and they wanted to try to utilize that more of that allowable quota. And so they proposed a 16-inch minimum size with four fish. And finally, after more discussion, went to a 15.5-inch minimum size and four fish. And you'll see the various data sources that we use to try to project what the catch is going to be in 2013 under these different scenarios, and they're relatively poor data sets to begin with, but the risk really is there was discussion of 15-inch minimum size, and almost all the data groups suggested we would go over. And they don't want to go over because this is, as Rob mentioned earlier, the year of the payback. You will pay back. So the timeline. The ad hoc committee met January 9th. And what I didn't tell you then, but I'll tell you now, is that on the 15th, the FMAT committee reviewed those four options, and they felt like the committee did that they really framed the potential options that were feasible, and they supported them. Those final state proposals have been submitted to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Technical Committee, which is where Allison is today, and they are looking at Virginia's and all the other state proposals for the upcoming season. And it's thought that they will be more thoroughly scrutinized by the technical committee members because, again, this is the year of the payback. Now, the management board will get that next month, not next week. Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's technical board, and they will then act on the technical committee's recommendations. Your public hearing on this request would be the 26th of February. So by then, all the pieces and parts will be in place, and we'll know exactly what we can do, and you'll get, as I say, the full money. That's
good.
Yep.
Thank you. That's pretty clear. So staff is recommending advertising all those ad hoc options.
Yep. Again, that seemed to cover the range.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lewis, in light of the fact that the technical committee is meeting, I assume it's too late to add an option. But, at least for next year, if we're in a position to liberalize the fishery, I guess I would encourage some discussion about considering allowing the retention of one small fish. For example, having one at 14 and the balance over 16 and a half or whatever other size you're considering for a minimum. The discard rate in this fishery remains very high, and that's something that relates negatively to angler satisfaction with the fishery. And also, shoreside anglers have a differential access to different size fish. So as the size limits get higher on some of these fisheries, people that are fishing from shore and some of the rivers and so forth just don't ever have access to fish above a certain size. And I don't know if there's ever been any discussion of that type of mixed bag limit or mixed size limit within the FMAC or within your committee. But the modelers that have been working on the management strategy evaluation, Mike Wilberg and that group, they've set up a model that I think would allow for at least some technical evaluation of that type of approach.
And I'm familiar with that. And I think really that has to be sort of a driving force. The ASMSC Technical Committee looked at the situation that you're speaking of probably 4 years ago and bogged down, for lack of a better way of describing it. They just really couldn't figure out how it could be done. They started to worry about high grading, the idea that, okay, you've got a small fish, and maybe you have two other fish which are post 16.5, 17.5 inches, but then before you know it, the fisherman keeps on fishing, and that 14-inch fish still is a discard, and now the fisherman goes home. And I mean, it has to have some outside push to it. I think it's a good idea. It's just that, up to this date, it really hasn't taken hold. One of the things the technical committee said was and this is a big problem, by the way, for summer flounder, which Lewis was explaining, when the stock is restored, that's the time to have an experiment. So what Mr. Robbins has indicated is, in a way, an experiment because you don't know what you're walking into that first year. Well, now what has happened is actually there's been a 35% reduction in summer flounder quotas and recreational and commercial in just a couple of years because of the recruitment. Lewis has mentioned the spawning stock biomass is below that 132 million pounds, which is the restored amount, and that's probably going to continue. So all of a sudden, although I think it's a good proposal, that makes it even more difficult because next year you've got below average 2010, 11, and probably 2012 year classes, that fuels this spawning stock biomass dropping a little bit more. The Mid-Atlantic Council has to come in and enact measures that, are a little more restrictive here. The ASMFC, if you saw Lewis's graph, the target or the quota went from 466,000 to 417,000. That quota for 2013 is actually the fourth lowest quota the recreational fishery in Virginia's had since 1999. So need a little help from reproduction is really the key. But I think you do have a good proposal. I think it still should be something that maybe we can initiate and see what happens at the technical committee level. But in the meantime, the MSE process, I think, will help give a push.
I think we can have more discussion on this next year, obviously. But it seems to me the fact that Virginia has been under its quota for so many years should bolster an argument that we ought to be allowed to experiment a little bit, as you said, with measures like that. And the fact that we've been under quota, I mean, it seems to me there's a big buffer area that an experiment, you know, could go forward with and see what happens.
Last note, if it's not astounding that a 19-inch size limit all the way down to a 16.5-inch size limit produces very little change in the landings, that's something that we all need to think about as well.
The problem is the daggone fish are all up off New York and New Jersey, and they're not down here. If they ever were to stay in this area, we could have a 20-inch size limit, and we'd go over quota. It's really about where the fish are, not what size limit we have. That's the conclusion I'm drawing. Mr. Taggart?
And a correlative issue is the enforcement part of this equation. I wanted to ask Lewis about this, and maybe Rob as well. The 16.5, this half inch. I mean, going out of Cape Charles in the summertime, you hear a lot of chatter. You know, half inch. They got to, you know. And is this hard for our MPOs to regulate? I mean, a half inch measurement. Is
I can respond.
Pretty
to that.
Doggone.
We have rulers that actually have half inch marks on. So we got it.
So the enforcement's good. Enforcement's okay with a half inch.
Absolutely. Lobster's in 32nds of an inch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got to remember that lobster. It's not a. I mean, this is recreational Bob and Sue who are out there, and half inch to them sometimes they're doing it on the top of their cooler, while the fish is floundering around, so to speak, and they might be off by that half inch. I just sometimes wonder.
In all honesty, the problem is not the half inch. The problem is having enough officers out there to enforce any law, not just size limits. We're down 20 officers from our high levels, and that's an everyday challenge as to what you're able to enforce any given day. It's continuous.
I guess that was part of my question. Is it difficult to deal with half-inch increments?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's the problem. I just wish we had more officers on the water. To enforce not only the half-inch but everything else that we're supposed to enforce. All right. Mr. Robbins?
Well, if I can follow up just briefly, I think over the course of the next year, there might be additional modeling tools available to help us at least project what sort of catch could occur from a mixed approach. But I would just suggest maybe marking a placeholder for that conversation for next year and maybe have some discussion at your ad hoc committee because that would significantly improve access to the fishery. And, you know, as long as we remain under quota, if we stay in that pattern, that might be something to explore.
We've certainly heard that request from the recreational fishery before, particularly when the size limit was even greater.
Right.
And there were more flounder around, so you might catch 100 fish to one keeper. That's probably the hooking mortality is lower now, because now I'm hearing this year a lot of times it was one out of every three was big enough to keep. So as you get down smaller, you eliminate some of that least mortality, unless someone is going to high grade.
Right.
Is there any objection to proceeding with a public hearing on those proposals? Hearing none, that hearing is approved.